From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The number of consumers who say they intend to eat beef at least weekly increased from 67% to 72% compared to 2019, and consumer positive perceptions of beef reached 70% for the first time, according to a new report released by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA Federation Division Chair Buck Wehrbein tells AgriMarketing.com the impact of the pandemic has been transformative for our economy, and the good news is consumers are choosing beef more often while cooking more at home. Canned fruits and vegetables continue to see increased retail sales, and farmers and marketers expect that trend to continue as winter sets in and COVID cases rise. One canner says it's preparing for a greater than usual spike in sales during the holidays. Supplies of canned fruit became short at times early in the pandemic, but processors and retailers say they've taken steps to avoid that in coming weeks. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announced it will reinstate its agricultural labor survey, which was suspended on September 30th. According to thepacker.com, the USDA will mail the questionnaires and collect data immediately. The report will be published February 11th and includes data for the July and October 2020 reference dates, including annual average wage, hired workers, and hours worked. The survey is restarting as a result of a lawsuit brought by the United Farm Workers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.